We are live here in TVA Credit Union Ballpark, home of the Johnson City Doughboys in Johnson City, Tennessee, as we are about set for the series finale here on July 5th, a Friday night, between the Johnson City Doughboys and your Greenville Flyboys. Welcome in, everyone. My name is Max Gershon with you as always, as let's go through the Flyboys lineup offensively. Leading things off will be Tyler Inge, followed by Ariel Antigua, Brody Johnston, B.J. Pert, Max Knight, Nick Arias, Brady Francisco, Jordan Lewis, and Micah Jordan in the nine spot. And offensively for the Doughboys, it'll be Lemon in left, Backus in center, Toledo in right, Bloomer at third, Proctor at short, Borey at second, Spano at first, Morales is catching, and on the mound for the Johnson City Doughboys tonight is Felix Morin. 1-0 record, 4.12 ERA, fifth start of the year, has 13 walks and 15 strikeouts on the year as Tyler Inge steps in, and we are ready to go here in Johnson City. The Flyboys won the first two games of the series, and then on July 4th back at Pioneer Park, it was Johnson City with a blowout win as Tyler Inge sees the first pitch and fouls it away off the clubhouse in right field. Tyler went 1-for-4 yesterday with an RBI. And in the one game here, singled to start the game and scored on Brody Johnston's two-run home run as that misses outside. A ball and a strike to Tyler Inge. Overcast, a lot of rain throughout eastern Tennessee today as Inge takes strike two. A ball and two strikes to the future Michigan Wolverine, Tyler Inge. The 1-2 just misses outside. And the count is even at 2-2. Tyler batting 277 coming in tonight with 14 RBIs. The 2-2, Inge takes, strike three called on the inside corner on a fastball at 87 and one away. Mostly fastball changeup is what you're going to see from Felix Morin tonight. And now here is Ariel Antigua batting 231 with an RBI. He pinch hit after Dylan Jackson was replaced with an injury at first base yesterday and was 1-for-1. Antigua on the ground to short. Curse to first, and there's two down quickly here in the top of the first inning. Excuse me, that's Proctor over there at shortstop tonight for the Johnson City Doughboys. And here is Brody Johnston, who is tied for first place in the Appy League with 5 home runs and is first in the Appalachian League with 24 RBIs. First pitch to him is fouled away towards the on-deck circle. No balls and a strike, the pitch, and Johnston fouls away the changeup below the knees, and it's no balls and two strikes for the man who has homered in two straight games. Brody Johnston, the Vanderbilt commit, has been showing off in his first collegiate-level experience here in the Appy League. Way up and outside, and it gets to the backstop. One ball, two strikes, two away here in the top of the first inning. The pitch, Johnston takes outside, and the count moves to even at 2-2. I was talking to manager Jack Wilson before the game, and he was just saying how advanced Brody Johnston is for his age. As he fouls another away. So good at working counts, and more often than not is he coming out on top of these long at-bats. Pitch number 6 will be the next one. The Flyboys at 15-9. Johnson City at 13-11. The Flyboys with a loss still sit on top of the Western Division standings. 2-2 with two away. Johnston stays alive on another changeup down low. Rohde's also batting .289 on the year. And has 6 RBIs in this series. Pitch, Johnston fouls it away. 2-run home run here, 3-run home run back at Pioneer Park, and also had an RBI single in that game, 2 here in Johnson City. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 away. The pitch, Johnston takes, strike 3 called. As it gets away, the throw to first is in time. Drop third strike retires the side. 1-2-3 for Moore in the top of the first. We're underway in Johnson City. Stick around. We'll be right back.
We're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught. Service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
It's Planet Fitness Friday at Pioneer Park. Stop by the main concourse to sign up for your very own Planet Fitness gym membership. Gates open at 6 p.m. First pitch is at 7. Get your tickets now at flyboybaseball.com.
Bottom of the first inning, and on the mound for the Greenville Flyboys tonight is Hunter Sloop. 6'7" from the University of Tennessee. And defensively for the Flyboys, it will be Micah Jordan in left field. Center field is Jordan Lewis. Max Knight back in right. B.J. Pert at third. Ariel Antigua at short. Tyler Inge at second. And Nick Arias at first base. And the battery with Hunter Sloop will be Brady Francisco tonight. Hunter Sloop this year, 1-0, 5.87 ERA. This is his fifth start, 10 earned runs, 13 strikeouts, and 6 walks. But his last start was his best in Elizabethton, throwing 6 innings, 4 hits, no earned runs, 7 strikeouts without allowing a walk. And if Hunter Sloop continues to pitch like that, that is a big-time lift to an already impressive Flyboys pitching staff. And let's go through the lineup for the Johnson City Doughboys. Chase Bloomer leads things off, then Carson Kirst, Gunnar Borey, Colby Backus, Braden Spano, Kyler Proctor, Christian Toledo, Eduardo Morales, and Austin Lemon in the 9th spot tonight for the Doughboys, who are trying to force a series split as the Flyboys look to take 3-4 against their Western Division rival. Here is Chase Bloomer batting .325 on the year with 18 RBIs as he swings and misses against Hunter Sloop. Tall righty out of the University of Tennessee. First pitch was a slider at 78. Second pitch is a curveball at 80 that hops up to Francisco in the left-handed batter's box. A ball and a strike. Our umpires tonight behind the plate, Blake McKnight in the field, Tyler Parsons. As this one is hit well to center field, Lewis looks like he has a read on it. A couple steps in front of the track, he makes the catch. And a loud out number one. And there's one away. So here is Carson Kirst, who's batting .302 on the air with 12 RBIs from Georgia Tech University. First pitch is a slider outside for ball one to Kirst. Kirst has had a couple triples in this series, including one last night and including one back here in game two of the series. One ball, no strikes. Here's the pitch. Another slider runs too far outside from Hunter Sloop, and it's 2 balls, no strikes. Johnson City got out to a four-run lead in the top of the first inning and in all three of the games, as the 2-0 misses downstairs on the changeup at 85. All three of the games we've seen in this series have all been decided by a four-run first inning. Flyboys scored four in the first two, and then in the third, Johnson City scored four runs in the first as Sloop finds the strike zone with a 92-mile-per-hour four-seam fastball, and it's 3-1. Three balls and a strike. The pitch is down the middle on another fastball, 92, and it's three balls and two strikes now to Carson Kearse. Antigua, one step into the grass, everyone else standing on the dirt. Full count, payoff pitch. Fouled to the feet of Brady Francisco, and Kearse will stay alive. It was a long first inning for Aaron Calhoun, who was also, much like Hunter Sloop, coming off of a dominant performance in his last start. Three balls, two strikes, the pitch fouled away, and we'll do it again. Another good crowd here in Johnson City. Less than what we saw on July 3rd, obviously, for the Independence Day celebration. But a good showing nonetheless. Three balls, two strikes. The pitch is a swing and a miss on a high fastball at 92. And Sloop battles back to get out number two in the bottom of the first inning. And that will lead to the three hitter and Gunnar Borey. Gunnar Borey leads the team in average with a .380 batting average and 19 RBIs. First pitch is called strike one on an 85-mile-per-hour changeup. Fastball changeup, curveball slider from Hunter Sloop. .01 pitch outside with the slider. One ball, one strike in a series where a lot of bullpen has been used. Swing and a miss, and it's a ball and two strikes. And especially since we don't have an off day till Monday, neither of these teams do, obviously. And this is a big game for both teams' starting pitching staff to go at least four or five innings. One ball, two strikes, two away, the pitch. Got him with a curveball looking, and a 1-2-3 inning for Hunter Sloop gets the day going after one. No score. We'll be back. You're listening to Five Boys Baseball Radio Network.
Schwartz Construction Solutions is your local trusted exterior remodeling company, specializing in building decks, porches, garages, and room additions. They have served the Tri-Cities for over a decade, have a high customer return rate, and are BBB accredited. Give Schwartz Construction Solutions a call to discuss your next project.
The 2024 Greenville Flyboys baseball season is underway at Pioneer Park. Single-game tickets for every game can be purchased online at flyboysbaseball.com. Skip the line and buy online at flyboysbaseball.com.
What happens when the thrill of Powerball meets the thrill of NASCAR? You get a chance to win an exciting trip for two to the NASCAR Championship Race in Phoenix, Arizona. Plus, the chance to win $1 million in a special drawing. Enter the NASCAR Powerball Playoff Second Chance Drawing at TNVIPRewards.com between June 17th and July 31st for your chance to win. The Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly. NASCAR is used with express permission. NASCAR LLC is not a sponsor of this promotion.
B.J. Pert leads us off in the top of the second inning with no score here at TVA Credit Union Ballpark. B.J. Pert went 0-for-3 yesterday, but came on to pitch. Not a two-way player by any means, but pitched in the last inning. That was fun to watch, and As he swings and misses through the first changeup by Morin. Bird had the bases loaded on the mound with nobody out and got out of it without a run scoring with a strikeout and a double play. No balls, one strike. Here is the pitch to the Canadian, B.J. Purdy. Swings and misses, and it's 0-2. Morin, not a guy that's going to blow by you with his fastball. Loves his changeup, and that's his go-to strikeout pitch. No balls, two strikes here in the top of the second inning. The pitch inside, and it's 1-2. One, two to Pert. Is hard on the ground to short, but right at the shortstop Proctor on the first, and there's one away. So he went with a curveball there on a 1-2 count, and a hard ground ball at 90 miles per hour off the bat of B.J. Purdy right at Proctor. And there's one away for Max Knight, who's batting .346 on the year with 11 RBIs. Max Knight wasn't in the lineup last night, but came on to pitch and did not have a successful outing, only being able to record an out in his inning. And that was the inning that really blew the gates back open, because the Flyboys had cut it to 3 after inning number 4, thanks to a 3-run shot by Brody Johnston, as Knight takes 2 strikes on him, now 0-2 with 1 away. And it's in the dirt, bounced up to the Doughboys backstop, Eduardo Morales, and it's a ball and 2 strikes with 1 away. Max, a powerful lefty, and with a .315 wall, you got to think he's only thinking of one thing. Knight on the ground that direction to second, picked up cleanly by Borey on the first, and there's 2 away. So now quickly 2 away in the top of the second inning, and a much different start than we've been accustomed to between these two teams in this 4-game set. As scoreless after 1 for the first time in this series, and the first time in a while, it feels like. First pitch to Nick Arias, who struck out 3 times yesterday, a rare 3 strikeout game for Nick Arias. He went 1-for-5, and his average is at .371 now. And Arias takes a fastball outside at 87 miles per hour, and it's 1-1. Arias from Tucson, Arizona, plays at Pima Community College and is having a great year with the Flyboys. 1-1. Arias fooled by the slider coming back inside, and it's 1-2. A ball and 2 strikes, 2 away. Swing and a miss, and another quick inning. That's 3 quick half innings to start the day. And after the top of the second, we've got no score in Johnson City.
Wednesday.
Brumley's Restaurant, located in the historic General Morgan Inn in downtown Greenville, always hits a home run when it comes to providing delicious cuisine served with Southern hospitality. Join them for dinner for the region's best steaks, seafood, burgers, and more. Open Tuesdays through Saturdays, 5 to 9 p.m. Reservations recommended. Call 423-787-7500.
Join the Greenville Flyboys on July 12th for Princess Night at Pioneer Park. Bring the family and enjoy a magical evening with the Funny Farm Petting Zoo. It is a night fit for royalty. Get your tickets now at flyboysbaseball.com.
It's Kids Club Sunday at Pioneer Park. All Kids Club members get a free ticket to the game, a 10% off merchandise card, and get to run the bases after the game. So come on down, bring the family. Gates open at 4:30 p.m. First pitch is at 5:30. Sign up for the Kids Club and get your tickets at flyboysbaseball.com.
No score after the top of the second here at Johnson City. And it'll be the middle of the lineup due for the Doughboys. Colby back is Spring Spano and Kyler Proctor. Facing the tall righty Hunter Sloop. First nine batters of the game in the first three half innings have all been set down. So here's Colby Backus to lead us off in the home half of the second. Sloop steps back and fires home, and it's a slider that runs into the left-handed batter's box and low into the turf. One ball, no strikes. Backus batting 286 on the year. Pitch from Sloop, and had him fooled with a curveball on the outside corner, and it's 0-1. Sloop's got the stuff. It's been about control in his starts, and he had it in his last start against Elizabethton. Didn't mean to, but right back to the mound on a half swing. Over to first is Sloop's throw, and there's one away. And the fans, regardless of an out, a hit, home run, walk, balk, doesn't matter. They will celebrate every time the bat dog comes out. At first it threw me off. I was wondering why would they be cheering for a pop out to right field. Then I saw the dog running out. Strike one to Brayden Spano, who is batting 313 this year with 18 RBIs from Milligan University. And it skips up to the plate with a backhand by Francisco, and it is one ball, one strike. One. Just misses off the plate with a 93-mile-per-hour fastball from Sloop, and it's 2-1. After this series, Flyboys will be back home against Elizabethton. As Sloop fires this one to the plate, it is a slow roller. Going to be a tough play. Pert picks it up, fires to first. Makes it look easy, and there's two away. Two away now for Kyler Proctor in the first 11 men to step into the batter's box here at DVA Credit Union Ballpark have been retired. Sloop steps back and fires out of the windup, and it is a slider at 80 miles per hour that catches the zone for strike one. Swing and a miss on another slider. This one broke farther off the plate. And it's no balls, two strikes. Proctor from Oklahoma State has a four-seamer, 95. Highest velocity we've seen from Sloop in his first inning and two-thirds. Misses outside. Count is 1-2 to Kyler Proctor. The 1-2. Went with a curveball and it missed off the plate. His curveball and slider are very deceiving. And both are at the same velocity, which makes it even more deceiving for a hitter. Usually the curveball will slow down, but not out of the right-handed arm of Sloop. Pitch is on the ground to third, fielded cleanly, Pert to first, and another 1-2-3 inning. We are through two with no score, no hits, and no base runners in Johnson City.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's $2 Tuesday at Pioneer Park. Enjoy $2 hot dogs, $2 popcorn, and $2 16-ounce select beer all game long. Gates open at 6 p.m. First pitch is at 7. Get your tickets now at flyboysbaseball.com.
It's Greenville Flyboys baseball season, and what better way to enjoy the games at Pioneer Park than from your very own personal seats? Season tickets and mini plans are available now starting at only $75. Secure your seats today by stopping by our ticket office or calling 423-609-7400.
It is the top of the third inning here in Johnson City with no score, and leading things off for the Flyboys is Brady Francisco, and it's the bottom of the order due up for the Flyboys in the third. Francisco, Lewis, and Jordan. Brady did not play yesterday, but has been swinging a hot bat of late. His average has skyrocketed over the last 2.5 weeks, now at 295. One ball, no strikes. The pitch inside and almost hit Brady Francisco with a slider at 78, and it's 2-0 to start the inning. Haven't seen a base runner yet in four half innings. 2-0. Brady takes outside, and now three balls and no strikes. Here's the pitch. Francisco takes strike one. Man, that one misses up and away, and there's our first base run of the game, and it's a walk via Brady Francisco. And a runner on for Jordan Lewis. Lewis played yesterday and went 1-for-4 with an RBI late in that one. From Roseville, California, and plays at Santa Clara, a late arrival for the Flyboys. Has been productive at the plate and defensively so far. Batting 263, first pitch to Lewis is taken below the knees, ball one. Left-hander Felix Morin on the mound with Francisco at first base. Takes a long look, fires home, and Lewis bloops this one over the shortstop's head and into left center field. Francisco will hold at second base. First base hit of the game, and it's first and second now with nobody out for Micah Jordan. Micah's bunted a lot this year, and he's attempted many more bunts than he's actually laid down. We'll see what manager Jack Wilson wants him to do here. First pitch, he's not bunting. It's in the dirt and blocked up nicely by Morales. Runners stay put. Joe Elias, our third base coach tonight, and Jared Miller over at first. Manager Jack Wilson and pitching coach Andy Collins in the dugout. One ball, no strikes. Here's the pitch to Jordan. Swings through a changeup, perfectly located on the outside corner. One ball, one strike. Micah Jordan with 10 RBIs this year, two home runs, and a 306 average. He thinks about bunting and pulls it back as the pitch dipped low and out of the strike zone. Two balls, one strike, runners at first and second. The pitch to Micah Jordan is popped up And out of play onto the concourse. So the foul ball evens up the count, two apiece to Micah Jordan. And the first threat early from the Flyboys offense, 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with a fastball, and there's one away. So now here's Tyler Inge with runners at first and second. Tyler Inge has reached base in every single game he's played since arriving in Greenville. And he will take a slow slider at 72 miles per hour for strike one. Oh-1. Inge hits this well to right field. Toledo has a read on it, makes the catch, and no runners will advance. And two big outs for Morin after the first two reach base, as two away with two on for the recent national champion shortstop, Ariel Antigua. Antigua went 1-for-1 yesterday and is 0-for-1 tonight in the two-hole. He grounded out to the Doughboy shortstop. First pitch, Antigua lines this one foul. All the way into the corner of the outfield. An aggressive swing there from Antigua. Shows lots of emotion, lots of swagger on the baseball field. No balls, one strike. Morin checks on Francisco, fires home. Antigua out ahead and pulls a foul on the ground, and now he's behind. No balls, two strikes. Antigua with one RBI on the year. No balls, two strikes, two away. At second is Antigua. At first is Jordan Lewis as Antigua reaches into the other batter's box and is somehow able to foul that one off the net. First and second, two away. Felix Morin. Comes set, checks the runners. The 0-2 again is fouled into Morales' glove, and the side is retired. So the Flyboys get two on to start the inning, then three straight outs for Felix Morin as the side retired. Bottom of the third, no score in Johnson City.
Okay, fellas, game's on the line. Let's get it right. Frank, you were closest. Was it fair or foul?
I don't know. I was distracted.
Distracted? By what?
Well, you know, it's a loud crowd. These lights are awful bright. I just won big on a Tennessee Lottery instant game. And again, the lighting here, somebody ought to say something.
You've got new instant games?
Yeah.
Enough to share?
Of course.
Fair ball!
Have a ball with new instant games from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Bottom of the third inning here at TVA Credit Union Ballpark. With you as always, my name is Max Gershon, and we are scoreless after the top of the third for the first time this series. The Flyboys got the first two base runners of the game with a walk and a hit to lead off the inning, and then a strikeout, a fly out, and another strikeout got Felix Morin out of the jam. Now Hunter Sloop's back on the mound, and his first pitch misses up and away on a fastball at 92. Christian Toledo batting 354 this year with 12 RBIs and a home run. Got the start on July 3rd against the Flyboys and gave up four runs in the first inning and only pitched one inning in that game. For DHing the rest of the night, the two-way player. Allegheny Community College as he takes outside, and it is now two balls, one strike to the right fielder, Christian Toledo. Two-way players in right field for both teams tonight in Max Knight and Christian Toledo. The 2-1 from Sloop. Swing and a miss on a changeup at 85. Got Toledo out on his front foot, and the count is even to 2-2. Into center field. Lewis will watch it drop in front of him. The first base hit of the game for Johnson City leads off the bottom of the third. So Toledo is on, and here is Eduardo Morales in the eighth spot. Eduardo Morales hasn't played since the first game of the series back at Pioneer Park, and the Flyboys win over Johnson City. And he's batting 286 on the air with five RBIs and a home run. First pitch to him is a wave and a miss at a changeup on the outside part of the plate. So Sloop out of the stretch now for the first time tonight. The tall righty comes set. Kicks and fires. Misses up and inside. On a compressed delivery, not the full slide step, but a much shorter leg kick. As with how good catchers have gotten, the slide step and the pitch out have become so much more uncommon. Runners going, swing and a miss. The throw for Francisco is late, but coming off the bag is Toledo as he just couldn't hang on. And the tag applied by Inge, and there is one away. Toledo tried to make a late effort as he knew his foot was about to come off on the other side of the second base bag with his offhand, but it was too late. Inge was ready for it. He saw it coming and applied the tag for out number one. Now it's the 1-2 from Sloop. Misses outside, and it's 2-2. Brady Francisco is having some kind of year behind the plate. Even though that throw wasn't his best, still a pickoff nonetheless. That is a chopper to third. Pert comes in, off-balance throw to Arias. And there's two away. As Nick Arias thought there was three outs, and he rolled it back to the mound. Started walking to the dugout, now has his hands over his head, and walks back to first base. Luckily, no one was on. And there's two away. So here's Austin Lemon, batting 284, the lefty for the Johnson City Doughboys. Played at Oklahoma State last year. First pitch, strike one. Back in the windup, the 0-1. Outside. On a four-seamer at 94. Sloop has had a lot more command of his off-speed pitches in his last two starts now, and it has really been effective. And once his fastball has the same control, it's going to be very difficult for any lineup to put good at-bats together. 1-1. Skips up inside, and it's 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Here's the pitch from Slew. Called strike two on a changeup that catches the black on the inside part of the plate, and it's 2-2. Fouled right back. Boston Lemon in the 9-hole, and then the top of the lineup is up next. Two balls, two strikes. The pitch from Slew. Curveball misses outside, and it's full of 3-2. Flyboys have a 1.5 game lead in the Western Division over Kingsport and 2 over Johnson City. Full count pitch inside, ball 4. It's a 2-out walk to Austin Lemon, and that leads to the top of the lineup. Flyboys still have the best winning percentage at a .625. Second is Danville in the East with a .600. Only game with a score in the Appalachian League right now is Bluefield leading a struggling Bristol team 3-0. We'll see Bristol in a couple of days next week at Pioneer Park. Runner goes. Throw from Francisco is high and safe. Staying on the bag that time was Lemon. And runner in scoring position for Chase Bloomer, who is ahead of the count 1-0. Those games against Bristol will be technically road games, even though they're at Pioneer Park. Tuesday, Wednesday of next week. Pitch from Sloop is in the shallow left field. Jordan will watch it hop in front of him. The runner will come to the plate, and he can't transfer it into his hand, and a run will score. Jordan had it at a weird angle where his glove was all the way extended when it entered, and then he tried to get it quickly to his bare hand to make a throw home, and it slipped out. Runner at first with two away, and the Doughboys are up 1-0. And the first pitch to Carson Kearse is a slider for strike one. Micah Jordan has struggled at times in the outfield. He does have an outfield assist, but it's plays like those that he's had some problems with his transfers. That's on the ground to short. Backhand Antigua. Long throw to first, and it's going to be by Arias and into right field, and both runners will advance 90 more feet. And it's second and third with two away. It was a nice play by Antigua, but unable to scoop it. The shortstop by trade and has had to switch to first base with the injury of Dylan Jackson, not able to pick it out of the turf. It was a long hop. It looked like from here he was playing it more for a short hop and wasn't anticipating the big hop off the turf. Second and third now with two away. On another error for the Greenville Flyboys, and that has been a big-time problem this year. Flyboys have, this season, 48 errors in 24 games. First pitch misses outside. I mean, they're averaging two free bases because of their defense every game and are somehow 15-9 and the best team in the Western Division and in the whole Appalachian League record-wise. As the first pitch from Hunter Sloop is in for strike one. Actually, 1-1 count make that to Gunnar Borey with runners at second and third and two away. And this is a big spot here in the bottom of the third inning. 1-1 inside. And that got a piece of Borey, and the bases will be loaded. It also got a piece of Brady Francisco. And now McKnight and Parsons are going to talk things over to see if it hit Borey or if it hit Francisco, because initially it was only Francisco that reacted to the ball hitting him. But they're going to keep him at first base, and Francisco's still a little shaken up. Andy Collins will go have a chat with Hunter Sloop with the bases loaded and a cleanup man coming up. Flyboy fans, the Greenville Flyboys are sponsored by Unbound Digital. Take your online presence to the next level. Contact us at unbounddigital.net or call 423-467-7777. That's 423-467-7777 for free consultation. Flyboys are also sponsored by Benchmark Physical Therapy. Looking for top-notch physical therapy? Look no further than Benchmark Physical Therapy. Call 423-638-1111. That's 423-638-1111. Or visit Benchmark Physical Therapy's website for more information. Some trouble here for the Flyboys defensively. In the bottom of the third inning, an error on Antigua on a short throw to the first baseman Nick Arias. A bobble in left field that guaranteed a run scored the plate. It probably would have scored regardless. And now a hit by pitch. As the bases loaded, one run already in and two away. And this is a big spot for Hunter Sloop and the Flyboys. As it's the cleanup hitter, Colby Backus, who is 0-for-1. Out of the windup, first pitch. Below the knees, ball one. Backus is 1-for-1 this year with the bases loaded and one RBI. A curveball misses upstairs. And now it's 2-0. Bases loaded, two away. Sloop against Backus. The pitch fouled away. Four seamer at 93 in on the hands. 2-1. Here's the pitch. Fouled away. And this is the only the second time this year that Hunter Sloop has pitched with the bases loaded. And he only gave up a sacrifice fly. Two balls, two strikes, two away. And Sloop will ask for a new ball. Now Now Sloop's ready, steps back from the windup, the 2-2. Swing and a miss! Got him with a four-seam fastball at 95 miles per hour, and he's able to limit the damage with one run given up in the bottom of the third inning. We head to the fourth. Doughboys lead 1-0.
Smokey the Bear. Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
Don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
It's Greenville Flyboys baseball season, and what better way to enjoy the games at Pioneer Park than from your very own personal seats? Season tickets and mini plans are available now starting at only $75. Secure your seats today by stopping by our ticket office or calling 423-609-7400. Again, that's 423-609-7400.
It's baseball season, and nothing goes better with baseball than a hot dog. Elm Hill Hot Dogs is proud to be the official hot dog of the Greenville Flyboys. Elm Hill is...
Brody Johnston leads us off in the top of the fourth inning with the Flyboys trailing the Johnson City Doughboys 1-0 after they got one, but a big strikeout ended the inning as Johnson swings and misses and is behind 0-1. For Hunter Sloop, the bases load and Sue away to limit the damage. And the Flyboys will have to take their medicine after a poor defensive inning and get back on offense as Johnston, with an outstretched swing, pokes one to short on to first, and there's one away. An off-balance swing from Johnston leads to out number one, and here is B.J. Pertz, who is 0-1 tonight. BJ, 6'4", from Markham, Ontario, and played his college ball at Evansville, who had an impressive season. In Evansville, Indiana. 1-0. Swing and a miss. He's behind. Tried to pull on that changeup, but was not on time, and now it's 1-1. It is still Felix Morin on the mound, and through 3 1/3 inning, has 48 pitches, now 49, as it misses up and away on a fastball. His fastball really has topped out at 87 miles per hour, but it's been his off-speed stuff that has had the Flyboys hitters way out in front. Pert lines this one into left field. That will be a base hit, another single for BJ, and he's aboard with one away. And here is Max Knight, who is 0-1. First pitch tonight is taken, strike one. Pick off to first, and back safely is Pert. In the dirt now to Max Knight, and it is an evened up count, 1-1. Cloudy night here in Johnson City. Pitch tonight is rolled over and towards first base coach Jared Miller, as he flips it up into some fans. So the count is 1-2 to Max Knight. And after a rough pitching performance, you would think the two-way player is ready to explode on a baseball. Back to first. And Pert saw it coming from a mile away. One ball, two strikes, one away. The pitch. Knight crushes this one to right field. It is down, and a scoop in and out of the glove and back into the glove of Toledo. The throw to second, and Knight is out. An incredible play from Christian Toledo. Guns down Max Knight at second base. And there's two away as Pert gets to third. Boy, it one-hopped up to Toledo, and he had a long scooping effort, and it luckily for him, bounced right up in the air, and he was able to catch it clean and then fire a bullet to second base to get Max Knight trying to extend it into a double. And now it's Nick Arias with a runner at third and two away. Arias is 0 for 1. Flyboys try to tie this game up with two outs. And now it's 2-0. Arias with runners in scoring position is batting .296, but with runners in scoring position and two outs is batting .286. 2-0. Floats back into the strike zone. It's 2-1. But with two outs in general, Arias is batting .394. As he fouls this one away, and the count is quickly evened up at two apiece. Two balls, two strikes, two away. Here's the pitch to Nick Arias. Into right field, hooking foul, but it will hug the line and stay fair. Arias drives home Pert, and the game is tied in the top of the fourth inning. That ball was trying to go foul, but at the end it stayed straight. And about a foot in front of the right field foul line, Nick Arias gets a base hit, and the game is all knotted up at one apiece. So here's Brady Francisco with two away. First pitch to Francisco misses low. And now Francisco two balls, no strikes to Brady Francisco. And he swings and misses, and it's 2-1. Equipment malfunction for Francisco, so he steps out and is granted time. So, one run in the bottom of the third, and now the Flyboys respond with a run of their own thanks to a two-out single by Nick Arias. That is his 10th RBI of the year. Pitch to Francisco is below the knees with a fastball at 84, and it's 3-1. Fastball catches the inside corner. Francisco was thinking about walking to first. Will step back into the box, and it's a full count with two away. So Arias will be in motion and will not be held on. Nope, now the first baseman Spano will come over. And it is a pickoff. Arias saw it coming. Three balls, two strikes, two away to the Flyboys backstop and Brady Francisco. The pitch, and Brady lines this one into left field. In motion was Arias, so he will get all the way to third. The throw to third on a hop is not in time, and it's first and third with two away on a single from Brady Francisco. Got a fastball middle on 3-2, and he was ready for it, yanking it down to the third base side. And first and third, runners at the corners, and here is Jordan Lewis, who had the first base hit of the ball game in his last at-bat in the top of the third inning, and he's 1-for-1, batting .300 now in the air. And a big spot, Flyboys can take the lead with a base hit. First pitch in the dirt. And it's 1-0, and time is called, as we will have a mound visit from the Johnson City pitching coach, Reed Casey. Fans, June is National Men's Health Month. Men, if you are 40 or older, it's time to have a discussion with your doctor about having a PSA test for prostate cancer. It's a simple blood test, and it can save your life. For more information, go to fansforthecure.org. That is fansforthecure.org. Runners at the corners, as we're all back to square one, tied here in the top of the fourth inning in Johnson City. 1-1 our score. Morin's pitch. Lewis takes inside and low again in the dirt. Now it's 2-0. 74-mile-per-hour curveball on the left-handed arm of Felix Morin. The next pitch will be 68 through 3 2/3. And 68 misses inside. In and out of the glove of the catcher, Morales, but no one advances. And it's 3-0 to Jordan Lewis. And waiting on deck is Micah Jordan. The 3-0. Inside, ball four, and the bases are loaded with two away for Micah Jordan in a big spot for the future Virginia Tech ball player.
Now batting number three,
Micah Jordan struck out in his first time with, at that point, nobody out in runners at first and second in the last inning. First pitch to Jordan, misses inside. And that is now five straight balls for Morin. Second pitch is floated outside, make it six straight balls for Morin, and it's 2-0. Jordan is 1-for-2 with an RBI with the bases loaded this year. The pitch, Jordan takes inside again, and it's seven straight balls, and it's 3-0 with a tying run at third base and nowhere to put Micah Jordan. The 3-0 just catches the inside part of the plate, and it's 3-1. The pitch. Jordan takes strike two. So Morin's found it. And Jordan has a full count ahead of him. Bases loaded, two away. Everyone's in motion. 3-2 pitch. Jordan skies this one. Slams his bat down into right field. Toledo is there. So both pitchers give up a run in the last two half innings, but are able to work out of a bases loaded jam. We're all tied at one apiece after the top of the fourth in Johnson City.
Looking to plan your next company or group outing? Join us at Pioneer Park this summer with a Flyboys picnic with a catered buffet from Top Choice Barbecue for up to 150 people. Call 423-609-7400 to book your picnic today.
It's Greenville Flyboys baseball season, and what better way to enjoy the games at Pioneer Park than from your very own personal seats? Season tickets and mini plans are available now starting at only $75. Secure your seats today by stopping by our ticket office or calling 423-609-7400. Again, that's 423-609-7400.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
It's $2 Tuesday at Pioneer Park. Enjoy $2 hot dogs, $2 popcorn, and $2.16.
We are all squared at one apiece in the bottom of the fourth inning, and Braden Spano will lead things off against Hunter Sloop. First pitch. Called strike one and a 90-mile-per-hour fastball on the outside corner. The 0-1. Just a little bit farther outside and not granted the strike call from home plate umpire Blake McKnight, and it's even at one apiece. One run in the bottom of the third for the Doughboys, and with two outs and the bases loaded, Hunter Sloop with a big strikeout as there's a wave and a miss of a 79-mile-per-hour curveball. And then in the top of the fourth inning against Felix Morin, the Flyboys scored a run, and then Morin got out of a bases loaded and two-out jam. So we're all squared at one apiece. Slider outside, and the count is 2-2 to Braden Spano. Five, six, seven, due up in this inning for the Doughboys. 2-2. On the ground towards Antigua. Fielded cleanly, throw to first, and in time for out number one. One run, five hits, and an error for the Flyboys. One run, three hits, no errors for the Doughboys. Tyler Proctor steps in. Proctor is 0-for-1 and is batting .261 on the year with 11 RBIs. He shows bunts and pops it foul. Bluefield is up 6-4 on Bristol. Pulaski's up 1-0 on Tri-State. Kingsport is beating Elizabethton 1-0. And Burlington is scoreless as they were delayed to start their game. Out in Danville, Virginia, pitches high to Kyler Proctor, and it's 1-1. Sloop with 63 pitches through 3 1/3 inning. So he's asking for 4, and he's looking good for 4 or 5. With another series coming up as the changeup finds the top of the zone. It's 1-2 against Elizabethton at home before we get our off day on Monday. Everything resets. 1-2 from the windup. The kick and delivery is a swing and a miss on a high fastball. And down goes Proctor. 2 up, 2 down. And that will be strikeout number 4 for Hunter Sloop, and has 11 strikeouts and 1 walk in his last 9 2/3 innings. Here's Christian Toledo, who made an impressive play and a big play, throwing out Max Knight at second base all the way in the corner in right field. And he will take ball 1, low and outside. Sloop put a little extra on that last pitch of the last inning, as this is on the ground to short. Backhand Antigua bobbled and can't get it in and out of his glove. It'll be the second error by Ariel Antigua. And a runner aboard with 2 away. And that's not something that Volunteer fans are used to. Ariel Antigua was the defensive substitution late in almost every big game for the Volunteers last year, or in their championship run this year, I should say, at shortstop. And he's had 3 errors now since arriving in Greenville. Antigua from West Palm Beach, Florida. First pitch called, strike 1 to Eduardo Morales. And he had 2 errors in this entire season for Tennessee. Back pick to first. Back in time was Toledo. Lined into right center field. Getting to it is the center fielder Lewis, who throws to the cutoff man Antigua. And it's first and third with 2 away. At the corners with 2 away, and the first pitch to Austin Lemon is in for a strike. Two errors all season for Antigua, and he played a lot as that's fouled away. It's 0-2, and you can see his frustration at shortstop. First one was a very hard play. Actually, that won't be called an error, excuse me, on Antigua. That'll be a single for Christian Toledo. So, nonetheless, a play Antigua could have made. But he will take that 0-2 up high. Take that decision. One ball, 2 strikes, and a tie game in the bottom of the fourth inning with runners at the corners and 2 away. Sloop. The 1-2. Up and in. Count even at 2-2 now to Austin Lemon. And now outside, and the count is full to Austin Lemon. And Morales will be in motion at third base. Three balls, two strikes. And here is the pitch from Hunter Sloop. Up high, ball four, and the bases are loaded for two straight innings. Chase Bloomer is at the plate with the bases loaded and two away, and Francisco wants to go have a chat, and Sloop sends him back to the plate. In the air, center field, Lewis has a read on it and makes the catch. And back-to-back innings that Hunter Sloop has worked out of a bases loaded and two-out jam. After four, 1-1 here at TVA Credit Union Ballpark. Don't go away. Fans, join the Greenville Flyboys on July 17th for a special baseball card set giveaway at Pioneer Park. Presented by the Boys and Girls Club and Dr. Daniel Lewis, this is a night you won't want to miss. Get your tickets now at flyboysbaseball.com.
Rediscover the timeless pleasures of travel at Northeast Tennessee's premier historic hotel, the General Morgan Inn. Located in the heart of historic downtown Greenville, the hotel has been providing signature services since 1884. The boutique hotel is renowned for its personal service and beautifully detailed guest rooms. Plan your visit now at the General Morgan Inn, the official visiting team hotel of the Greenville Flyboys. Call 423-787-1000.
It's Planet Fitness Friday at Pioneer Park. Stop by the main concourse to sign up for your very own Planet Fitness gym membership. Gates open at 6 p.m. First pitch is at 7. Get your tickets now at flyboybaseball.com.
Join the Greenville Flyboys on July 12th for Princess Night at Pioneer Park. Bring the family and enjoy a magical evening with the Funny Farm Petting Zoo. It is a night fit for royalty. Get your tickets now at flyboysbaseball.com. Fans, are you tired of impersonal banking? Look no further than Consumer Credit Union, your local financial partner in Greenville, Tennessee. At Consumer Credit Union, we're not just a bank, we are a community. Join us today, experience exceptional interest rates, personalized attention, and a range of services at Consumer Credit Union. New arm on the mound for the Johnson City Doughboys. That is Ryan Smith. From Walters State Community College. And he will face the top of the lineup for the Flyboys. Hunter Sloop got out of his second bases loaded and two-out jam in the last half inning. And the game is still tied at one apiece. First pitch to Tyler Inch, catches the corner at 90 miles per hour. So the fastball picks up a little bit. No balls, one strike, the pitch. And it misses low. 1-1 to Tyler Inge, who's 0-2 today. Inge has kind of settled in at the leadoff spot after the change was made with manager Jack Wilson. The pitch is called a strike, and it's 1-2. And leading off, Tyler is batting .278. The 0-2. Curveball catches the corner, and a nice pitch there from Ryan Smith freezes Tyler Inge. And there's one away. As he discusses what he saw in his four-pitch plate appearance with Ariel Antigua. Who is 0-2, the Tennessee Volunteer. First pitch, Antigua fouls it away. Antigua replaced Dylan Jackson in yesterday's game and went 1-for-1 with a single into right field. The 0-1. Antigua takes the curveball down and away. And he took a long time after that first pitch to get back in the box and jumped right in with 11 seconds left. One-one pitch. Downstairs, and it's 2-1 to the shortstop. Ariel Antigua. .2-1. And hits it in the air and out of play onto the concourse. 5,169 people were here on July 3rd in Johnson City, and then the new attendance record at Pioneer Park with 5,077 a night ago on July 4th. Great celebration, even though the Flyboys came up well short. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Here's the pitch to Antigua on the ground at first, but a nice hop for the tall first baseman, Spano. And there's two away. Two up, two down. And here is Brody Johnston, who has homered in 2 straight games in this series against the Johnson City Doughboys. And if he hits one here, it would be 3 straight. He would take the lead with 6 in the league and would give the Flyboys a 2-1 lead. Inside on a curveball to Johnston. He's 0-2. Morin had him out in front on a curveball, and he rolled over to short in his last at-bat. Pitch, Johnston to first, off of the glove of the first baseman and rolling into right field. And that is a error on the first baseman. So Johnston will reach base.
Now batting number 68, B.J. Kirk.
So the line's even now. 1 run, 5 hits, and an error for both the Doughboys and the Flyboys. Pick off the first, and back safely with that first dive is Brody Johnston. He's here is B.J. Pertz, who's 1-for-2 and scored. One ball, no strikes to B.J. Pert, who has really been a singles machine for the Flyboys. The the 1-0 from Smith and fouled away by B.J. Pertz. One ball, one strike. It is Johnson at first who reached on a two-out error by Spano. Pitch is outside to B.J. Pert. And the count is 2-1. This is the lineup, if you're the Flyboys, that you look at and you're going to say you've got a very good chance to win. Up and down, productivity. Johnston runs, had a good jump in and out of the fair hand of the catcher on the transfer, Morales. And Johnston's in scoring position with two away and a 2-2 count to B.J. Pert as he swung through a fastball. Pert fouled away. Max Knight waits on deck, and he singled and was thrown out at second, trying to extend it into a double in his last at-bat. Two balls, two strikes, two away. Johnston at second after an error and a stolen base. Smith comes set, checks the runner. Fires home. Johnston breaks. Pert fouls it away. Johnston would have been safe by a mile if Pert was able to take that. But with two strikes, he protects the plate and stays alive. Smith comes set. 2-2. Pert able to control his bat from going in front of him. He thought about it. Curveball in the dirt. And the count is full. Three balls, two strikes, two away. Johnston had a huge lead and is safe. The throw back to second pulled the second baseman off the bag. It looked like momentarily could have gotten him with a glove in a very awkward position, but field umpire Tyler Parsons says he did not, and we do it again. It's 3-2. Johnston was three steps into his secondary and ready to take off when that pickoff was made. He was dead to rights. 3-2 is off the knob, they say, and right back to the pitcher to first. The side is retired on a pitch that was a centimeter away from hitting B.J. Pert. Instead, it gets his knob, and the inning is over.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America Network of Food Banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Get hurt in the game? We tough it out. Feel exhausted? We push on. Feeling down? We pull ourselves up by the bootstraps. But there are times when bootstraps aren't enough. When stress gets to us and we need to talk to someone about what we're really going through. So we're going to reach out. Because sometimes mental health is not a one-person job. Visit loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
but we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Still tied here in the bottom of the fifth inning now. Hunter Sloop's on the mound for his fifth inning of work. 77 pitches so far. He faces Carson Kearse. First pitch. Out and away at 91 miles per hour, and it's 1-0. So far tonight, Hunter Sloop, 5 hits allowed, 1 earned run, 2 walks, and 4 strikeouts in the 19 batters faced. 0-1 is downstairs, and it's 2-0. Oh. 2-0 from Sloop. Hard on the ground and towards the Doughboys dugout. One run, 5 hits, and an error for both sides tonight. Two-one. Popped up and heading to the concourse. Seven-eight pitches and 45 strikes for Hunter Sloop. Felix Morin is already out of the game after his 4 innings. The 2-2 misses outside, and the count is full. 3 balls, 2 strikes to Carson Kearse from Georgia Tech, who is 1-for-2 tonight and has tripled twice in this series. 3-2. Up and inside, and it hits Kearse up on the shoulder. And he is aboard to lead off the inning.
Now batting number 22, Gunnar Voorhees.
So a runner on now for Gunnar Voorhees. And he is 0-for-1 tonight. Couple guys warming up in the Flyboys' pen as the runner goes inside. Just misses the throw to second. Got him! Francisco is able to adjust on a pitch that nearly hit Gunnar Voorhees and throw out the runner at second base, and Andy Collins will come have a visit. Fans don't like it. I saw Samuel Raper out in the Flyboys bullpen. Can't tell who the one actually on the mound is. But a big out number one in the bottom of the fifth inning. So pitching coach Andy Collins will head back to the dugout. It is a 1-0 count on a pitch that was an inch away from hitting Gunnar Voorhees, and it being first and second with nobody out on two straight hit-by pitches. Instead, Brady Francisco, like he's done all year, was able to adjust and throw out the runner at second base. Good tag as well by second baseman Tyler Inge. 1-0 is to the backstop on the outside batter's box. B beautiful night for baseball here at TVA Credit Union Ballpark. The 2-0 is a wave and a miss, but a changeup that caught the zone, and it's 2-1. Two balls and a strike. The pitch called strike two on a changeup up and away. And it's 2-2. Two-two. Up high with a fastball. That's been a strikeout pitch today. 6-7 righty from the University of Tennessee. Payoff pitch, outside ball four, and it is a walk and a hit by pitch to start the inning, but a thrown out runner by Brady Francisco has a runner at first and one away. Cleanup hitter, it's Colby Backus, who is 0-for-2 tonight, batting .250 on the year. Hasn't been a productive series for Colby Backus. Borey at first, one away. First pitch is actually a pickoff to first, and back safely is Borey. The next pitch to the batter will be number 90. Pitch fouled away, in on the hands. On a 90-mile-per-hour fastball to Colby Backus. Backus is the University of Tennessee volunteer. No balls, one strike, one away. Runner goes. Pitches outside. Called a strike. The throw from Francisco is off of the runner. Backed up by Antigua. But it's an 0-2 count. No balls, two strikes, one away. The go-ahead run in scoring position. Hunter Slough, pitch number 92 on its way. Swing and a miss in the dirt. The runner will go to third, and Francisco's throw was there. And he made the throw too early. Is heading back to second base was Borey. And now it's first and second with one away. And that will do it. For Hunter Slough. First and second, one away, tie ball game. We'll be back with a new arm for the Greenville Flyboys. one away with runners at first and second. And from 6-7 from Tennessee to 6-6 from Oklahoma State, here's Blake Julius on the mound. And Blake Julius has been dominant this year. This is his seventh game of the year and sixth relief appearance, has a save. Four hits allowed, five walks, 15 strikeouts, and a zero ERA. First pitch to short. Antigua has it and is ready to throw anyone out, but no one will let him, and there's a quick out number two. So a loud but quick and effective out number two for Blake Julius. He threw a 91-mile-per-hour fastball to Braden Spano, but 95 right back to the shortstop, Ariel Antigua, and here's Kyler Proctor. Steps off and will fake a throw to first as Arias was not on the bag. And now Francisco will jog out and talk things over. Two away, first and second. Kyler Proctor at the plate. Julius, gum set. Deep breath, checks the runner. Kicks and fires home. Fastball at 93 outside. It's called strike one. It was a little bit outside. I looked away before he called it a strike, but it's 0-1. Advantage, Blake Julius. Same thing. Checks the runner, deep breath. Kicks and fires. Swing and a miss on a high fastball at 93. Two. Swing and a miss, and Julius helps out his fellow Giant, Hunter Sloop, get out of the bottom of the fifth inning. We're still tied up after five.
Looking to plan your next company or group outing? Join us at Pioneer Park this summer with a Flyboys picnic with a catered buffet from Top Choice Barbecue for up to 150 people. Call 423-609-7400 to book your picnic today.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
The 2024 Greenville Flyboys baseball season is underway at Pioneer Park. Single-game tickets for every game can be purchased online at flyboysbaseball.com. Skip the line and buy online at flyboysbaseball.com.
Schwartz Construction Solutions is your local trusted exterior remodeling company, specializing in building decks, porches, garages, and room additions. They have served the Tri-Cities for over a decade, have a high customer return rate, and are BBB accredited.
Max Knight leads things off for the Flyboys in a tie game. What a job from Blake Julius, helping out Hunter Sloop get out of a jam in the fifth inning with two outs. getting two outs, I should say, out of the pen. And here's Max Knight against Ryan Smith. This will be a good time for Max Knight's second home run of the year. First pitch, up and inside. Sun setting beautifully here in Johnson City, Tennessee. 1-0. Knight fouled right back. Not too hot of a night, especially with all the rain that's come and gone today. One ball, one strike. Here is the pitch to Max Knight. Inside. And it's 2-1. One run in the bottom of the third inning for Johnson City, and one run in the top of the fourth for the Flyboys is all we've got to show in the run column on the line score. Two balls and one strike. Steps back, kicks and fires inside again to Max Knight, who dances off the plate. And it's 3-1. Walter State versus Oklahoma State. Knight in the air to left field. The third baseman is back and making a difficult play is Bloomer for out number one. So Knight is retired to start the inning. And here is Nick Arias, who's 1-for-2 and has the only RBI of the game for the Flyboys. It was his 10th of the year. And Arias was the leadoff hitter for the majority of the first month of the season as he takes just outside on a slider from Ryan Smith. One ball, no strikes. Here is the pitch to Arias. Right back up the middle of base hit, and Nick Arias has his second hit of the game, and now it gets by the center fielder. Heading to second is Nick Arias. Head first dive and a hustle double for Arias, and a runner in scoring position. With one away here in the top of the sixth inning. The ball just skipped right past the glove of the center fielder. He got a little bit of it as it slowed down and didn't roll all the way to the wall, but it was enough past him for Arias to hustle his way into a double. And it'll be a single and a fielding error on Colby Backus. And now here's Brady Francisco, singled his last time. Oh, 1. Misses downstairs. It's the first error for the Doughboys tonight as scoring change from a few innings ago. Brody Johnson gets a hit instead of reaching on the air. One ball, one strike, one away. Pitch to Francisco right down the middle, and it's 1-2. Ryan Smith comes set. Big lead at second. And a high and inside pitch will get away from Morales. In and out of the glove and heading to third is Arias. And 90 feet away for Brady Francisco is the go-ahead run in the top of the sixth inning. And now we will have a mound visit. Upcoming schedule for the Greenville Flyboys. After tonight, back home against Elizabethton at 7 o'clock on Saturday, 5:30, 7-inning showdown on Sunday, then Monday off, two games at Pioneer Park against Bristol, and then back here against Johnson City for one, and back home against Johnson City for one before the road trip to Bluefield. As we're already in the beginning stages of July. Infield's in. 2-2 pitch. Francisco fouls it away. Brady has become so difficult to strike out. He will foul off pitch after pitch until he gets one he likes. And that is a big reason to why he's now batting 311 on the year. For every other day starting catcher from Grand Canyon University. 2-2 from Smith. Francisco fouls it away as he reaches down on a perfectly located fastball on the lower outside corner, and it's still 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Infield in. Francisco takes strike three on a well-located sinker. And there's two away. That's the one thing you couldn't do if you were Brady Francisco there was go down looking. Got to get a ball in play. And now there's two away as the Doughboys basically gifted third base to Nick Arias after an error in center field. And a wild pitch on a base hit that was up the middle. Lewis is at the plate, and he takes strike one. Jordan Lewis is 1-for-1. Big spot here with two away. A lot of two-out chances for both these teams and nothing to show for. 0-1. Way up and inside on a curveball that didn't curve. A ball and a strike. Brian Smith kicks and fires. Lewis on the ground is short. Fielded cleanly, off balance throw. Will beat him by a step as Lewis trips over, but he is okay. And that will end the inning. The Flyboys threaten to score, but don't make it happen after the top of the sixth. We're still tied at one apiece.
Thirsty Thursday, presented by Coors Light at Pioneer Park. Enjoy $3 20-ounce draft beer and $3 mason jar refills all game long. Gates open, as always, at 6 p.m. First pitch is at 7. Get your tickets now at flyboysbaseball.com.
Okay, fellas, game's on the line. Let's get it right. Frank, you were closest. Was it fair or foul?
I don't know. I was distracted.
Distracted? By what?
Well, you know, it's a loud crowd. These lights are awful bright. I just won big on a Tennessee Lottery instant game. And again, the lighting here, somebody ought to say something.
You've got new instant games?
Yeah.
Enough to share?
Of course.
Fair ball!
Have a ball with new instant games from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Netting Professionals is proud to be the official netting partner of the Appalachian League. Netting pros pride themselves on improving programs one facility at a time. Whether it's batting practice equipment, facility netting, custom wall padding, or so much more, Netting Professionals is the top choice in the industry for facility equipment solutions. Visit nettingpros.com today to learn more.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared.
That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear.
Christian Toledo will lead things off in the bottom of the sixth inning in a 1-1 ball game here at TBA Credit Union Ballpark. Toledo is 2-for-2 tonight, and his average is now up to 373. First pitch, fouled away. One, a very, very late swing from Toledo on that fastball. And it's 0-2. Julius got the last two outs of the fifth. Into right field, in as Max Knight lays out, and it gets by him and rolls to the wall. Toledo can fly. He's rounded second and headed to third. And it is a leadoff triple for Christian Toledo. Aggressive play in right field by Max Knight that did not pay off. I've seen him make that play a couple times this year, but it turns into a triple in the infield's in the bottom of the sixth inning with the go-ahead run at third base. And Julius has not allowed an earned run all year. First pitch to Morales is fouled away. That is the fourth triple of the series for Johnson City. Rarely see one a series. 0-1. In the air, left field, and foul. On a hanging changeup. This is down and away, and it's one ball, two strikes. One, two. Scooped up by Francisco, and it'll save a run. Two balls and two strikes with a runner at third and nobody out after a leadoff single by Christian Toledo. The pitch, swing and a miss, and a big out number one on a four-seamer outside. And manager Jack Wilson will head to the mound. No pitching change has been indicated. And I don't see a reason you would change pitchers when you have one of your top three arms on the mound in the biggest situation of the game. Here's the first pitch to Austin Lemon, and he swings over it. So after the long talk with manager Jack Wilson, Julius stays on the mound. The infield is a step behind the grass-colored turf. 0-1. In the air, shallow left field. Antigua has it on a tough play with the shortstop playing in. And no one will advance. And that is a huge, huge out number two. And the Flyboys are one out away again from escaping. Infield shifted back. There's two away, and here is Chase Bloomer, who is 1-for-3 tonight. Out of the windup now with a runner at third. First pitch from Julius. Swing and a miss. He's batting .346 with runners in scoring position. But with runners in scoring position and two away, is batting .188. Biggest spot of the game so far. Christian Toledo led this inning off with a triple. A strikeout and an infield pop fly has two away, and Toledo still at third. The 0-1 outside. And there's two bases open, so Julius really has no reason to give Bloomer anything good. The 1-1. In the air, left field, Jordan has it, and Blake Julius, after a leadoff triple, retires the next three to keep the game tied. After six, 1-1.
It's Greenville Flyboys baseball season, and what better way to enjoy the games at Pioneer Park than from your very own personal seats? Season tickets and mini plans are available now starting at only $75. Secure your seats today by stopping by our ticket office or calling 423-609-7400. Again, that's 423-609-7400.
So Micah Jordan, who made the final catch in the last inning to maintain a tie ball game, leads things off. 9-1-2 due up for the Flyboys here in the top of the seventh inning. In a game that could either make the series tied after the fourth game and final game, as Jordan shows bunt, pulls it back, and called strike one. Or if the Flyboys win this one, they will take the series 3-1. Micah Jordan is 0-for-2. 0-1. Both teams combined tonight have 13 hits, but with runners in scoring position are a combined 2-for-17. 1-for-9 for the Flyboys and 1-for-8 for the Doughboys. The Flyboys have left 9 on base. The Doughboys have left 7. 0-2 from Ryan Smith, way outside of the backstop. Thank you. One ball, two strikes. Ryan Smith steps back and here's pitcher number 40. And it's outside. Two balls, two strikes. Two balls, two strikes, nobody out. Here's the pitch. Inside, and it will drill Micah Jordan, and his speed is aboard to lead off the inning. And that will set up the top of the lineup. So here's Tyler Inge with a runner at first base. Beautiful setting here. The lights on, cotton candy skies in Johnson City, Tennessee, with a runner at first to tie game. All the way to the backstop as it rolls away from the catcher. And to second goes Micah Jordan on a fastball way outside. And a runner, go-ahead runner in scoring position. And we will have a mound visit. So let's check the scores around the league. In the bottom of the sixth inning, Pulaski and Tri-State are tied 3-3. Kingsport is trailing Elizabethton 6-1, so the Flyboys could possibly gain some ground on Kingsport with a big-time win tonight. And Elizabethton looks like they might win two in a row and come into Pioneer Park on a hot streak. Bluefield is up 8-6 against Bristol, and Burlington is trailing 5-1 in Danville. Your Appalachian League scores on Friday, July 5th. Micah Jordan, the go-ahead run at second base in the top of the seventh inning. And Tyler Inge, the top of the lineup, is at the plate. It's a pickoff to second. The count's already 1-0 to Tyler Inge before that mound visit. Was a ball outside that let Micah Jordan, who was hit by pitch, advance to second. Pitch to Inge. Fouled away on a late cut at a fastball at 89. One ball, one strike. Here's the pitch to Inge. Showing bunt, gets it down in front of the plate. A bare hand play at first, and he throws it into right field. Micah Jordan will score. Heading to second is Tyler Inge. And an unforced error will give the Flyboys a 2-1 lead. That will do it for Ryan Smith, who ends on a tough note. 2-1 Flyboys. We'll be right back.
Pitching Shade is brought to you by Matt Love. Cover your bases with Erie Insurance. Now, Mr. the Low Boys, number 6, Bryce McCain.
Back here with a runner at second, here is Ariel Antigua, now pitching for the Doughboys, and a first pitch strike to Antigua is Bryce McCain from Oklahoma State. Inge bunted home Micah Jordan, and Antigua right back to the mound. Throw is to first and in time, and a big out number one is holding at second is Tyler Inge. A bunt, a barehanded midair, almost a 180 attempt to throw out Inge at first. He would have gotten him with a good throw, but instead he flew it by the first baseman, and Jordan scored from second. Johnston lines this one on the ground, and foul. Inge skews this one out of play. And to the backstop, it gets away from Morales. Heading to third is Tyler Inge. And a runner's there, with only one away for Brody Johnston. Johnston fouled this one again towards the Flyboys dugout, and the count is still 1-2. Johnston stays alive on a pitch inside. It's a wide release point, almost starts behind right-handed batters. The count is 1-2. Kicks and fires. Johnston, high chopper to second. The run will score. The throw to first is in time, but Johnston delivers with another league-leading 25th RBI, his 7th of the series, and the Flyboys' lead is 3-1 in the top of the 7th inning. And here's B.J. Pert, who takes strike one. And a swing and a miss, and Pert's behind 0-2. The Flyboys, both teams really have struggled with runners in scoring position all game long, but now an errant throw and a ground out RBI from Johnston. A couple wild pitches have helped that cause as well. And now a swing and a miss. And Pert is down on strikes. And the side is retired. Flyboys take the lead. It's 3-1. Stretch time here in Johnson City. Blake Julius on the mound, but he's now pitching with a two-run lead thanks to Tyler Inge, Brody Johnston, and Micah Jordan. And Carson Kirst will lead the Doughboys off. We're in the bottom of the seventh inning, trailing for the first time tonight. Julius gave up a leadoff triple in the bottom of the sixth. His first pitch skips up in ball one. He then struck out the next batter, an infield pop-up to Antigua, and then a fly-out to left field kept the Doughboys with only one run in the game. Second pitch down the middle at 94, and it's 1-1. And that means Blake Julius has still not given up an earned run this season. Rocks back and forth as he does on the top of the mound. The 1-1. Fastball is foul tipped. And it's 1-2. 12 and counting innings pitch. Only allowing 5 hits, 5 walks, 17 strikeouts, and no earned runs. And not even a run unearned has been allowed with Blake Julius on the mound this year. One ball, two strikes. Julius fires home. Fouled away. As it stands, he is in line for the win. Pitch right up the middle, past a glove and past a diving attempt. On an elevated fastball and a leadoff single for Kirst. And a runner on with nobody out for Gunnar Borey, who's 0-1. Miles per hour, right back up the middle off the bat of Carson Kirst. The pitch. Wave and a miss. No balls and a strike as he went off speed to start the at bat against Borey. And just a four-seam fastball left elevated on a 1-2 count allowed for that base hit. Back to first, nothing doing. No balls, one strike. The pitch is up and away, and it's 1-1. The 1-1. Way outside, and it's 2-1 now. Flyboys were trailing 1-0 after the third. And then got one back in the top of the fourth. And then zeros all the way for both teams until the top of the seventh, when Micah Jordan was hit by pitch. Advanced to second on a wild pitch. Tyler Inge bunted, and Ryan Smith barehanded threw it into right field, allowing Jordan to score. Inge to second. Inge advanced to third on a wild pitch, and then Johnston scored him on a ground out. 3-1 is our score. 2-1 is the count. Runner at first. Here's the pitch. Catches the zone with a 91 mile per hour sinker, and it's 2-2. Sun is set. Lights are on. At DBA Credit Union Ballpark, Julius fires, popped up out of play. Two balls, two strikes, runner at first, big pitch coming. Here it is. On the ground to third. Pert comes in. Big hop to second. On to first. Double play. They go 5-4-3. And as quick as it started, that's how quick it ends for the Doughboys to start the bottom of the seventh inning, and there's two away. Two arms warming up, double-barreled action in the Flyboys pen. One's throwing a baseball, and one is throwing a football. That tells you that one of them are ready to go, and one is not. Two away, and here's Colby Backus, who's 0-3. First pitch, fouled it away. As Blake Julius been fun to watch this year. Just every moment he's needed, he has been living up to that moment. ...0-1... fouled away, and it's 0-2... and Julius shaking his head on the mound. He's feeling good and is ready for this 0-2 pitch. Lots of movement. He rocks back and forth. No balls, two strike. Umpire calls for the pitch clock. Julius shakes off the sign. Now they agree. Steps back, kicks and fires. Just a bit low and outside. You can see Julius revving himself up, and that made me think that he was going fastball, and it might have gotten Backus to think the same thing. As he was frozen on that pitch, but it just missed below and out of the zone, and that's almost an impossible pitch to take. One ball, two strikes, two away, nobody on. Julius rocking back and forth, out of the windup. Still rocking, steps back, kicks and fires home outside. Oh, The 2-2. In the air. Heading to left field. Pert, Antigua, both there. Antigua falling on his back. Makes a dramatic catch to end the inning. And after seven in Johnson City, it's the Flyboys ahead, 3-1. Top of the eighth inning. You're listening to the Flyboys Baseball Radio Network. With you as always, I'm Max Gershon. What a game it's been. 3-1, the Flyboys lead here in Johnson City as they're trying to take this series, the first series against Johnson City this year, and move to 16-9. And add a game with Kingsport losing by one now. They've come all the way back from down 5 to down 1. Against Elizabethan. First pitch is all the way to the backstop with no glove near the pitch, and it's 1-0. As it's Mason Dillo on the mound. 0-1, 5.25 ERA from the University of Virginia. 1-0. Knight takes up high, and it's 2-0. 92 on a hard sinker for Mason Dillo. And outside, three balls and no strikes to start the outing for Dillo against Max Knight, who's 1-for-3 with a single that he tried to stretch into two but was unable to as Toledo threw him out in right field. Three balls, no strikes. Is the green light on? Hard to tell. Pitch was on the corner. And it's 3-1. Three-one pitch, and Knight fouls it away. He got a sinker on the top of the zone, but was unable to turn on it. And the count is full to start off the top of the eighth inning. We've seen it before against the Doughboys. No lead is safe. Got to get some insurance runs if you can. 3-2. Outside, and a wasted pitch on 3-2 from Dillo, and Max Knight will head to first with a leadoff walk. now it is Nick Arias, who is 2-for-3. Arias drove home B.J. Pertz all the way back at the top of the fourth inning to tie the game at that point, and he is 2-for-3. The pitch inside to Nick Arias, and it's 1-0. Arias, at best, has been at .396 this year with his batting average, and after a 1-for-5 game and now 2-for-3 tonight, he's at .380. 1-0. Way inside, it almost clipped the jersey of Nick Arias. Time is called, and Morales will head to the mound and talk things over with Dillo, who's behind 2-0 after walking the leadoff batter. Flyboy fans, again, make sure to join us this weekend for the two-game set against Elizabethton. And then join us for the two technical road games still at Pioneer Park, and you're still very much allowed to root for the Flyboys in those two games starting on Tuesday and Wednesday. Saturday at 7 against Elizabethton and Sunday at 5:30. 2-0. Inside to Nick Arias, and it's 3-0. The 3-0. Called strike one, right at the knees. Night walk to lead off the inning. And it is a 3-1 count to Nick Arias. Pitch. Arias, high chopper up the middle, right to the bag and off of the second baseman's glove. That is Borey. And everybody's safe. Ball was right up the middle. And if Borey was able to field that, he had a very good chance to step on second and turn two. And now it's Brady Francisco with two runners on. And nobody out. First pitch, Francisco takes strike one. Brady's 1-for-2, and his average is now above .300 at .304. Big insurance runs on base. He's showing bunts. He tried to stab at it on a pitch up and away, and it's 0-2. I've never fully understood not bunting on the first pitch you see. Especially if it's a strike one. Because now you bunt, you're not in the hitter's mode, and you're behind 0-2. Let's see if Francisco can make up for the pitch way up high, and it's 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Francisco, the bat goes flying with the baseball. On to first, and what a scoop by the first baseman, Spano. And now they're going to talk things over. They are going to talk things over as manager Jack Wilson comes out of the dugout. It looked like his foot was off the bag, and he's safe. And that's the correct call. As Spano's foot was off the bag. He doesn't like the call. It was a tough throw to make with the bat flying with the baseball. And now manager Kevin Mahoney wants to talk it over with the home plate umpire. This is a very similar situation to what we saw in Kingsport that led to an ejection by manager Rick Adair. And it's tough for two-man crew to get this call right without checking with a home plate umpire. In no world in a four-man crew is that the home plate umpire's call, or would that ever get returned without a challenge? But with the field umpire standing behind the mound, there's no angle where he could see if Spano had his foot on the base. And the only angle with these two positions, with the two-man umpires, would be the home plate umpire. So now the bases are loaded with nobody out for Jordan Lewis, and he takes inside for ball one. And especially with Tyler Parsons in the field, having to travel to see the ball at shortstop, and his eyes have to go all the way from there to first base to make that call. 1-0. High chopper toward short. Run coming to the plate. It eats up the shortstop. Throw to first is in time. And Lewis is out by a half a step. The run will score. And it is 4-1 Flyboys. So Jordan Lewis delivers, and out is made, and now it's second and third for Micah Jordan, the nine hitter. First pitch to Jordan is called strike one. Infield still in. One run in the inning. Jordan takes a big hack and swings and misses, and it's 0-2. So now Dillo just has to keep the game in reaching distance here in the top of the eighth inning with second and third and one away. This strikeout, if he can get it, would be a start. Inside, and it hits Jordan, and he's been hit by pitch twice tonight. Oh, and they're going to say it hit him in the bat? That almost clear as day hit him right in the elbow. You could hear it hit off of his elbow pad, and manager Jack Wilson is going to come ask for some help again, and he's going to get it. And I think this place might explode if this gets overturned. But the call should be a hit by pitch, and this should never have to be discussed. What does Tyler Parsons have to say? And they're going to give him first base. And now Kevin Mahoney is about to lose his mind. He's back onto the field and arguing with Tyler Parsons, as that's the second call in the inning that has been overturned. One was overturned on the field, and one was overturned at the plate. And Parsons got his hand up in front of Mahoney saying, there's nothing more you can say. And he's still out there, and he's not ejected. Parsons will turn around. So Parsons lets Mahoney get his piece, and now we'll head back to the dugout after the second overturned call by our two umpires in the top of the eighth inning, and the bases are loaded for Tyler Inge. And he swings and fouls it away. Chaos in the top of the eighth inning. And both calls are the correct ones at the end of the day. And that's all you can ask for. But you have to understand the frustration if your manager, Kevin Mahoney, with two overturned calls here in the top of the eighth inning. And those calls are not overturned if you've got four umpires on the field. But both calls should have been made the correct way at first, and both had to be overturned. 1-1 to Inge is inside. And it's 2-1. Bases loaded, one away. 4-1 Flyboys lead. The pitch to Inge is two balls, two strikes, as it's called a strike. On the outside part of the plate. 2-2, bases loaded, one away. Here's the pitch. Inge into right field, well hit, back and making the catches. Toledo, second and third will tag. In to score is Arias. Inge delivers with a sack fly. There's two down, and it's 5-1 Flyboys. And here is Ariel Antigua with a runner at the corner, runners at the corners, and two away. There goes Jordan, pitches high, and no throw. And even with a throw, there's no chance to get Micah. Second and third, two away, and it's time for Ariel Antigua. He's had a frustrating night at the plate and defensively. He is 0 for 4, and it's there's someone due. It's Ariel Antigua. 1-0. Hard on the ground to third, and foul. Tennessee Volunteer arrived just last week after his national championship out in Knoxville and in Omaha over the Texas A&M baseball team. Game went to 3. And the Volunteers came away as the national champions. 1-1 is up high to Antigua. It's 2-1. Ariel is 0 for 4 tonight. But a chance to erase that with two runners on base and scoring position and big-time insurance runs that could help put this out of reach. The pitch on the ground to first. It is scooped up and out of the glove of the first baseman, and now he can't make the throw. Antigua's safe, and another run will score. And it is now 6-1. Flyboys leading here in the top of the eighth inning. And here's Brody Johnston. Pitches up high, and it's 1-0. So the Flyboys are pulling away in the top of the eighth inning, and fans are starting to hit the exit. Count is 1-1 now to Brody Johnston with runners at the corners. Brody's homeward in the last two games. Way up high into the backstop. Micah Jordan's coming to the plate, and the throw is not made. Micah will score, and it is 7-1. So at second is Antigua, and Brody Johnston at the plate. He's 1 for 4 with another RBI tonight. line foul and way out of the stadium into the parking lot. Count is 2-2 with the Flyboys scoring a four-run inning. There's been at least one in every single game in this series. 2-2, two away, runner at second. Pitch from Dillo. Runner goes. Johnston into right field. A base hit. Here comes Antigua. And it is 8-1. Flyboys are pouring it on here in Johnson City and are a few outs away from taking the series against the Doughboys. As we have a mound visit. And we will have a pitching change, and we'll be right back to finish this one up at TVA Credit Union Ballpark. Flyboys ahead, 8-1.
BJ Pert with runner at first base and two away, and it is a five-run inning, and the route is on now in Johnson City, Tennessee. First pitch to Pert is outside for ball one. CJ Ellis. The new arm is CJ Caleb Ellis is on the mound. Sorry for Johnson City. Central Alabama, 5-4 ERA. And the count is 1-1 to BJ Pert with Johnson at second, who drove in his 26th RBI of the year and eighth of the series. What a series it's been for Brody Johnson. Thank you. The 1-2. Pert stays alive. BJ's 1-for-4 tonight. He scored on the area single to tie the game in the top of the fourth inning. The Flyboys at one point were 1-for-9 with runners in scoring position, and in fact still are 1-for-9 with runners in scoring position with 10 hits and 8 runs. You do not see that often. Meanwhile, Johnson City is 3-for-14 with runners in scoring position and have one run to show for it. So the team with more hits with runners in scoring position is losing by 7. One, two, way outside, and it's 2 balls, 2 strikes to B.J. Pert. And it's pitch number 7 of the at-bat. Will be the next. Pert fouls it away and stays alive. The 2-2. Pert into right field. Will it stay fair? It is fair, and off a diving attempt by Toledo and all the way into the corner. Pert is heading to third. Johnson will score. The throw is offline. It is a triple for B.J. Pert. Here is Max Knight. No balls, one strike, and Knight takes inside. One an inning for the Greenville Flyboys. A 6th run, 8th inning, has put this one pretty much out of reach. It was 3-1 heading into this inning, and now it's 9. And it all started with Max Knight walking. So the Flyboys have officially batted around here in the top of the 8th inning, and Max Knight is behind. 1 ball, 2 strikes, and he's 1-for-3 tonight. Pitch. Swing and a miss. And Knight is down on strikes, but the damage is done, to say the least. 6 runs at the top of the 8th. 9-1. The Flyboys are 6 outs away from taking the series here at TVA Credit Union Ballpark.
Fans don't let fans.
So after a six-run top of the eighth inning, Flyboys are leading 9-1. And here is Brock Toney onto the mound for the Flyboys. And Brock is having himself a year. He has pitched in six games, allowing one run, four hits, three walks, and 19 strikeouts. And opponents are batting .121 off of Brock Toney, who has a lively fastball. First pitch was a curveball for strike one. Here's pitch number two, and it's a fastball to the shortstop Antigua, who I think has a different glove now for whatever reason, and there's one away. And him and Nick Arias give each other a hug after some short throws Antigua has given Arias over the last couple days. That one was on the money. And there's one away for Kyler Proctor, who is 0-3. Johnson City had dominated the previous 12 innings of baseball in this series. Until the fourth, the Flyboys got one, and it's been all Flyboys since, with two in the seventh, and six in the eighth. First pitch is called strike one to Proctor. O-1 is skied a mile high to the Johnson City air, and there is Micah Jordan in left field to make the catch. And two up, two down on four pitches. Here's Christian Toledo, who has three of the seven total hits for the Johnson City Doughboys tonight. Foul tipped into Francisco's glove. And it's 0-1. O-1 to Toledo is a curveball that misses downstairs, and it's a ball and a strike. A ball and a strike, two away on only six pitches from Brock Toney in the eighth. Just misses a hair low, and it's 2-1 to Christian Toledo from pitching on the mound in game two of this series in Johnson City and not getting past the first. To go in 3-for-3 at the plate, he has been impressive to watch for the Doughboys. 2-1. Corner, and it's 0-2. 2-2. One last check around the Appalachian League while we have a second, if allowed. Bluefield is now up 16-6 against Bristol as the 2-2 catches the corner. And the inning is over. 1-2-3 go the Doughboys in the eighth. 9-1 after eight. Here is Nick Arias. And the first pitch is called strike one. Arias will foul this one away. And the Flyboys scored six in the top of the eighth inning to put this one pretty much out of reach. It is still Caleb Ellis on the mound for Johnson City. 0-2. It's fouled away. Well, we were scheduled to finish this game up on time. Until that six-run eighth, everything was going pretty quickly. We had a lot of runners on scoring position, but really well-timed pitching, you could say, instead of poorly timed hitting. 0-2, area swings and misses. I guess it would be poorly timed hitting. It would be, I don't know, it would just be struggles with runners on scoring position, I guess, is the word I'm, or phrase I'm trying to look for. Until that eighth inning, when the Flyboys really had everything going their way. Some mistakes defensively for Johnson City. A couple overturned calls that were turned into the correct call, I'd like to point out, but nonetheless overturned. One away for Brady Francisco. The first pitch is high for ball one. It all started with a Max Knight walk, a Nick Arias single, a Francisco reaching base on an error, a Lewis ground out, a Micah Jordan hit by pitch as there's strike one to Francisco, a sack fly from Tyler Inge, an Antigua single, Brody Johnson single, a Pert triple. And that was the end of the inning after Knight struck out after that. And there's a 3-4 swing from Francisco. And it's 1-2. The ball and two strikes. Here's the pitch outside. And it's 2-2. Back home tomorrow night at 7 against Elizabethton. Up high, and the count runs full on Brady Francisco. The payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. And two up, two down here in the ninth inning. So here's Jordan Lewis, who reached base in the eighth. The Flyboys batted around and scored at six. Lewis is 1-for-3 tonight. And takes ball one. The Flyboys are 3 outs in the bottom of the ninth away from moving to 16-9. And winning six of the last seven. Fouled away. But this game in Elizabethton, 10-8 in the top of the eighth inning. Elizabethton just trying to scratch away their 11th win. And Kingsmore would fall to 14-12, which is big for the Western standings. Up high. And it's 3-1 to Jordan Lewis. And outside ball four. Flyboys, who were struggling until that Bristol series, losing 3 of 4 against Bluefield and Kingsport. And we played Bristol, and Flyboys won 9-2 and 12-1 against Bristol. And then beat Elizabethton 3-2, had that rain post helmet. Won the first two here against Johnson City. Lost last night and are back on track as Jordan hits this one in a shallow right field. Toledo on the run, makes the catch, and the side is retired. Flyboys are 3 outs away from winning this Independence Week 4-game set against Johnson City. Stick around, and we'll be right back.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
Don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Looking to watch a Greenville Flyboys baseball game in style this summer? Book your very own luxury suite for 20 luxury suite today.
It is 9-1 in the bottom of the ninth inning. Last chance for Johnson City, who are looking like they're going to fall to 13-12 on the year. And move another game back in the Western standings and lose the series 3-1 to the Flyboys. Still Tony on the mound. His first pitch is called strike one to Eduardo Morales, 8-9-1. Due up. Oh, 1. Fouled off of his leg. And it's 0-2. With the score now, all you're going to think about is the offensive production when you look back at this box score. But Hunter Sloop pitched 4 1/3 innings, trailing by 1, before the Flyboys eventually tied it in the fourth, giving up only 5 hits, 3 walks, 5 strikeouts, and 1 earned run. Another good outing for Hunter Sloop. And he worked out of the bases loaded twice without giving up a run. And the same for Blake Julius, who didn't give up an earned run, still hasn't given up an earned run in his incredible season so far. And he had given up a leadoff triple and did not allow him to score. Those are some of the turning points of the game. 1-2, swing and a miss. And there's one away. Strikeout number 2 for Brock Toney. But after giving up that run in the bottom of the third inning, and it had been all Johnson City in the previous 12, going back to last night when the Johnson City Doughboys scored 4 and never looked back at Pioneer Park on Independence Day. Flyboys showed up today, and the offense started off slow, but six in the eighth and phenomenal pitching all across the board for the Flyboys has led them to this eight-run lead. Here in the bottom of the ninth inning, no balls and a strike to Austin Lemon, who is, I believe, hitless today. And he fans him there, 0-2. No balls, two strikes to Lemon, who's 0-1, the lefty. Tony fires home, misses up and away, and it's 1-2. Swing and a miss, and out goes Lemon, and there's two away. Fouled away. And Chase Bloomer represents the final chance for the Johnson City Doughboys. Oh, 1, swing and a miss. And the Doughboys are down to their final strike. Tony comes set. The 0-2. Got him looking. And the Flyboys win. Throws him on a curveball in the inside corner. Final score is 9-1 as Greenville takes the series with the Johnson City Doughboys 3-1 with a 9-1 finish here tonight. An explosion in the top of the eighth with six runs helps the Flyboys improve to 16-9, and Johnson City will fall to 13-12. Incredible performance from Hunter Sloop, Blake Julius, and Brock Tony getting the job done, striking out the side in the ninth inning. And the final line score tonight is 9 runs for the Flyboys on 10 hits and an error. And for Johnson City, it's 1 run, 7 hits, and 4 errors. So from TVA Credit Union Ballpark in Johnson City, signing off, I'm Max Gershaw. The Flyboys win this one 9-1. We'll see you tomorrow night back at Pioneer Park.